I think everybody knows what an alt attribute is. I don't think we need to define that. I think what we do need to define, however, is what makes a good alt attribute.
Yeah, I think a good question to ask is, what information is somebody getting from this graphic? So if it's like a mood setting graphic, like, you know, a header, banner, image that's not really conveying information, then you can either make it presentational if it's really not that important, or if it's really like not presenting information, and you do that by setting the alt attribute to an empty string. Or you could, you know, compose something that's like fun and short, and where the words have a similar tone as the image does. And if it's a informational image, try to convey the same information that's in the image in words, with the same context, and all of that. If there's literal text in the image, that would need to be in the alt text.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long should the alt text be? Can I just like three paragraphs? Should I keep it to a couple of sentences?
If you have like a scientific diagram or something, or a flowchart, maybe three paragraphs is appropriate. Generally, no.
Okay.
Like if you have a technical image that truly is conveying three paragraphs worth of information, there are cases where that might be needed.
Okay.
But yeah, generally no. Like in this, the alt text for this pencil icon is, I think, just edit, because it's conveying the information edit. So it doesn't always need to be literal.
Okay. I
have a lot of pictures here. But yeah. If I were to take a screenshot of my screen right now and describe it, which I should have done, should have described that earlier. It's a web page, like say I scrolled it to this grid because that's what I was demoing. It's a web page that has a editable grid with the developer tools open, showing the, let's pretend I'm on the accessibility inspector, showing the accessibility panel displaying the accessibility tree for a grid.
Okay. So I noticed then that you're not like trying to identify where things are here. So you're not highlighting that the accessibility tools are open at the bottom, that you're not calling out colors, you're not necessarily calling out things that are highlighted, that what you've done is, well, exactly what you said that you should do, which is, what's the information that you're trying to convey with this? And then that's what you're saying there. So you're not necessarily describing the image, but rather why you're using that image.
Yeah, and the alt text for that screen grab would also be different depending on the purpose I was using it for.
Yeah.
I think maybe a good practice is pretend you're talking to your friend across the room who's not looking at your computer, or actually talk to a friend who's not looking at your computer and describe what's on it. Or specifically the image. Describe specifically the image in the context. Like read them the context around the graphic, and then describe the graphic to them while talking about, you know, what the article or whatever it is that it's in.
Yeah.
And use that as a baseline for what your alt text should be.
Okay.